Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
John MacArthur says that churches that support same-sex marriage, quote, belong to Satan, close quote. That's according to author and pastor John MacArthur. We're going to talk about that statement and the issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. You know, John MacArthur has become more vocal on some of these things since the 2012 election. Before the 2012 election, John MacArthur spoke a lot and still continues to speak a lot and teach a lot about the Bible. But one of the things that was very clear was that he did not believe that pastors and churches ought to be involved in any kind of political activity, even so far as to say that the American Revolution was rebellion against God because of Romans 13. But then in 2012, he looked at different party platforms and he says, but when the government becomes evil, you have to resist the government. And he was looking at the 2012 Democratic platform. He didn't use that, but he says when you're comparing the platform and when one platform adopts same-sex marriage and abortion and wants to not have anything to do with God, that's a government system that has actually become evil. Now what he said in this statement that he told The Blaze in a recent interview, he said that liberal-minded congregations have no allegiance to the Bible and that those that condone same-sex marriage, quote, belong to Satan. Those are very strong words from a very well-known pastor.
You know, I've often struggled with how do you describe so-called Christian churches or Christian individuals who are actively working to counter or to working against clear scripture. And I've often called, I've said, what do you call them, pseudo-Christians? Do you call that apostasy? Well, apostasy is an important word. It is apostasy, but the general public doesn't understand what apostasy is. Well, John MacArthur, he calls it the false church, which I think is biblical, because you know there are false teachers, Matt. There are false prophets. And the leftist church in America that is working, swimming upstream against Scripture, they are the false church. They're worse than really the pagan left who actively works against God because they make no bones about what they're doing, that they hate God, and they're not afraid to admit that. But this is a wolf in sheep's clothing, the emergent leftist church here in the United States. And John MacArthur rightly said those churches which condone sin-based, sexual immorality-centric, so-called same-sex marriage, he says that they, quote, belong to Satan.
Well, he says here that in the letter to the Romans, the Apostle Paul says, quote, God gave them over to sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degradation of their bodies with one another, close quote. And he indicated that that is a similar situation to now what is happening in the United States. He says, quote, Romans 1 describes exactly what is happening in America. It defines the wrath as God giving them over, giving them over, giving them over, he declared in his interview. And he urged Christians to stand up for their beliefs and defend this biblical basis. He also says that if you go back over the centuries, every century, every generation, every time in history, homosexuality has been condemned. He says, as a Christian, you must not compromise what the Bible says about homosexuality ever. He goes on to say, no matter how much you desire to be compassionate to the homosexual, your first sympathies belong to the Lord and to the exaltation of his righteousness. Homosexuals stand in defiant rebellion against the will of their Creator, who from the beginning made them male and female. And he quotes and refers to Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, which actually comes back from the scriptures of the Old Testament, where it begins in the book of Genesis. He says, don't allow yourself to be intimidated by homosexual advocates and their futile reasoning. Their arguments are without substance. He had a very strong interview, but, you know, it's only strong because a lot of pastors and people are not speaking out. This is not strong. This is absolutely biblical.
It's just biblical
truth.
It's
very clear. Homosexuality is against nature. It is against nature to have two men and two women engaging in sexual activity. It is against the scriptures to do that. Now, all of us are sinners. There's no question about that. And while, as sinners, we need to be compassionate to all people, no matter how they are engaging in their lives, are created by God Almighty in the image of God and have worth and dignity. However, that doesn't mean that all activity that people engage in should be accepted as good, natural, and normal, and be not only accepted but elevated as something that is preferred and preferable and laudable. You wouldn't do that with other kinds of behavior, and yet this sinful behavior is being promoted as good, natural, and normal. It is something, I think, that ultimately will be the downfall of our civilization if we continue to go down this road. Now, if you look at world history, as liberal as the Greeks were with human sexuality, they didn't adopt same-sex marriage. The first time in world history that it's ever been adopted like a civil union was in 2000 or so in the Netherlands, and then civil unions in Vermont. The first time same-sex marriage ever been adopted in the United States was in 2004 in Massachusetts. So we're into this experiment worldwide only about 14 years, and in the United States of America, only 10 years. We're very new in this experiment. It will have devastating effects to children, to marriage, to families, and to religious freedom.
Well, Matt, going back quickly here to John MacArthur's statement that same-sex marriage belongs to Satan. Well, we know this much. God designed marriage. He designed the human body. You mentioned that it's against nature. It's against the God's law. It's against the natural law. It's against, you know, a third grader looking at, you know, in biology, reading third grade biology, knows that it's against biology. It's you know, against the natural order. It is disordered sexual behavior. And you hear leftists say, well, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. First of all, we don't know that in the scriptures are not there. He doesn't refer.
He says that God made them
male and female. In Matthew 19, he defines marriage.
He defines
as
marriage
between male
as
and female. Jesus himself did that.
Woman.
And Jesus himself also frequently spoke against sexual immorality as sexual immorality was itemized and delineated in the Jewish moral code, which at the top of the list included among that is the abomination, that's a quote from the Jewish moral code from the Old Testament, from the Jewish moral law, of homosexual conduct. So Jesus did address indirectly homosexual conduct when he talked about sexual immorality as a whole. So it's nonsensical to say, to imagine that Jesus would have somehow condoned something that he defines in Matthew 19 as being between a man and a woman only. Christ defined marriage is between a man and a woman, as it was defined in Genesis in the Old Testament.
No question about it. I mean, you can go from Genesis to Revelation, and actually, in Genesis you have man and a woman. In Revelation, you also have those that are sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. It is something from which you can be freed. It is a temptation, just like anything else that you would have with respect to having adultery. You wouldn't laud adultery as something good and natural, though some perverts do that. Obviously, it is destructive to the people and to marriage. It is something that we know from experience. People can change. They have changed. We know them. They're indisputable, walking, living testimonies.
So as Jesus points out in Matthew 19, if God created them male and female and is the author of man-woman marriage, you have to ask, who is the author of same-sex marriage, which is rooted in what scriptures call an abominable sin? Well, John MacArthur says it's Satan.
And also the Pope has said that when he was the cardinal in Argentina. And many other Catholic leaders and Protestant ministers are starting to say that and become more vocal. This is a critical time in our history where we're being faced with something that will literally transform our culture. Join Liberty Council as we continue to stand for these Judeo-Christian values. Go to lc.org or call us today toll-free. Again, call us at 1-800-671-1776 or visit lc.org. There you can obtain some of our resources. We have resources from Dr. Judith Reisman, Sexual Sabotage, Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocent. Those are two books. The last one is one that Liberty Council published through our New Revolution Publishers. My book is called Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk. We also have a book by Rena Linda Valtzen, Only One Mommy, and other resources as well. There's a lot of information out there for you to be informed about. I know that's a subject that may not be as pleasant to talk about, But this is a subject that's coming near you. Why? Because it will force society to accept and affirm and promote it. And we can have example after example how that's actually happening. We need to wake up, be educated, and we need to stand for these values because literally the future of the culture is at stake. Pray for Liberty Council and support this ministry. You can go to lc.org to give an online credit card contribution or learn how you can support this ministry in other ways. Call us today at 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.